Big East portal news.
Oh?
Georgetown's Supreme Cook is entering the transfer portal.
Great name.
Great name. Josh is forever grateful to Supreme.
It's my guy. Got me too.
So if you take a look up at the board there.
Guarantee board.
Josh once claimed that Georgetown would win two more games before conference play started. And he was right, but right on the number. They won two.
They won two.
Both against DePaul.
Still counts.
Congratulations to them. Maybe DePaul will be serviceable next year. Maybe DePaul will have a pulse next year or something like that. Chris Holtman. Who knows?
I mean, they were one of the worst teams like
ever.
Ever.
Yeah, really, really bad. One of the worst power conference teams of all time, for sure. All right, so we've talked a lot about LSU baseball today. Let's go to LSU baseball from last night. I want you guys to meet somebody, and he's my kind of guy. I think he's our kind of guy, really. Mm-hmm. So in the bottom of the eighth inning in LSU's midweek contest with Nichols State, LSU was leading 6-0. They had runners on second and third with two outs, and the great Tommy Tanks stood at the plate.
I love that guy.
He had a big donger last year in Omaha as well. Walk off, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
I got this really cool picture of him. His hairline has receded all the way back to the back of his head. But he wears lots of chains, and he hits home runs. We love Tommy White. Well, he decided to do his thing again last night. And ballooned LSU's lead to 9-0 against Nichols State, and they would go on to win the baseball game. But this was not a normal home run.
Oh?
It was a 109-mile-an-hour exit velocity home run.
That's strong.
That's pretty strong, not abnormally strong.
No.
So, Connor, what was abnormal about this play? Well, it smacked a guy named Corey in the head. You see, Big Corey, who we'll meet momentarily, had a glove, and the ball went right to him. He was in perfect position. Tommy Tanks put him in a great spot, and young, well, medium-aged Corey reached up with his glove, and he said, "Man, I got a Tommy Tanks home run ball." And he went to catch it, and the ball went directly through his glove and into his head.
Oh, no.
Here's what Corey had to say about the situation. This is from Pat Timlin of NBC 33 and Fox 44 in Louisiana.
How's that possible?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it was on a rope. And, you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. And I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming. And hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour fastball, home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence, but Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings, so he tossed it to me. I guess probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
An American treasure. Protect Corey at all costs.
This is what I'm talking about, man. Just an attitude that is indestructible by bad things, by anything that comes around it. You approach everyday life with this attitude, you're going to win.
He didn't ask for a jersey. He didn't threaten to sue.
Just kiss my boo-boo.
He didn't even ask for the home run ball. He got a toss ball, and he's like, yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Yeah.
I got something.
Well, he does have one request.
Yeah, Tommy better sign that.
Well, two requests, I guess, then. Tommy White's got to sign it, and he's got to kiss his boo-boo.
Bobo.
Did you see? We didn't have that video for the stream. We should have. But you can imagine Corey. You met Corey in Omaha last summer. Don't worry.
You did. Whether you met him or not, you met him.
He had quite the he had quite the situation going on his head.
He was shocked when the reporter asked to see it. Like,
there was some,
oh, I guess.
There was a little blood. Uh-huh. There was definitely a welt growing already. I mean, he took a 109-mile-an-hour exit velocity home run right straight to the head with very little interference from the glove, which had a giant hole in it.
I want to point out the guy, if you go to the video, the guy sitting next to Corey in the video, older gentleman, has a what appears to be a Walkman or a Walkman-like device, Velcro strapped to his arm.
That's my guy.
And a pair of headphones in. He's listening to baseball on the radio.
I want to sit with those guys. Uh-huh. I want to sit with those guys for sure. There's a reason why Omaha and LSU fans have this connection. It's because they're a bunch of Coreys come to Omaha in June.
That's right.
And guys like Corey and the guy with the Walkman sitting next to Corey at the baseball game. I don't need anything from this. I just want him to sign the ball and maybe kiss my boo-boo. That's all. An attitude, it's a great lesson. If you have that attitude, there's nothing that... Some days are like 109-mile-an-hour home runs to the dome piece. Some days aren't. Some days you feel like throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle and that crispness. Some days aren't that way. But if you keep your attitude straight, you can live life like Corey. Corey hasn't been sad a day in his life. Horrible things have happened to Corey, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He's had family members that have gone before him. But Corey is unfazed. He keeps the positive attitude. So a salute to you, my friend. We appreciate it. And we'll see you, hopefully, sometime soon. Probably not this summer. But sometime soon.
Well, now you don't know that. LSU fans are known for coming.
Oh, that's
whether
true.
Their team
they
comes
just show
or not.
Up. Yeah. Corey. You got a space out in Lot D. We'll see you there.
And there's a chair for you at the Omaha Baseball Village.
You pull up a chair. I want to hear more about that. He'll probably still have the welt by then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to hear more.
That baby's permanent.
A couple emails here. Bullet point Bob is here.
BPB.
Conan, poll question. At what age are you too old to bring a glove to a baseball game? I believe anything over 12 or 13 is too old. You know, I don't, and I haven't probably since that period of time. I'm really not against it. I think you have to understand that you look like an idiot. But some people are okay with that, like Corey. Mm-hmm. You especially look like an idiot if said glove has a hole in it. You take a fastball to the dome.
I agree. I'm not going to bring a glove to a game.
Me too.
But if you do...
I don't have a problem with it.
Fine.
Adult, it's okay. Like, I might look at you weird. I don't know. I'll say this. Like, if you ever see me out at Werner Park, you know, sometimes I'll take a walk around and I'll grab a couple BP balls before the game and I'll stash them aside. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make kids' nights, you know, if I possibly can. I'll tell you what, I am about 150 times more likely to give you one of those baseballs if you got a glove on, kid. You're around searching. You know, you're trying to scheme it up a little bit. Saw a kid last night, handed him a baseball. I was dusting the wind after that.
Wow.
Let's make him happy and leave.
That's my motto.
We've had probably too many of innuendos today on the show. John emails in.
Hi, John.
Subject line, Corey. That is definitely not the first time Corey has been hit in the head. All love for my guy, Corey. All love for Corey. I have nothing bad to say about him.
I feel like Corey often complains about his quote-unquote old football injury.
Yeah. That was when the first concussion happened. But then I had six of them in the same year. All right, poll questions, tell you what to watch on the other side on 1620 The Zone. One more reminder. This week's Zone deal is to an exciting new restaurant in Omaha. It's Churco, located at 192nd Q with an ever-evolving menu. And they have a dynamic fine dining experience at Churco. This week's deal, you receive two $25 vouchers, which is a $50 value. Of course, you can do math for just $25. On sale Friday at 9, as always. That's for Churco. And you can find the details on 1620thezone.com.